I can. G'day, Omnific. This is Jai and Crank, and we are here today with the Omnific boys. How you going, guys?
Oh, yeah, we're doing good. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. I'm good. First off the bat, who are Omnific, and how did you boys come about?
Oh, so we're a band from Melbourne, Australia, with two bass players and drums. So it's quite unique lineup. How we came about was, well, me, Matt, I was jamming, well, I was recording a song with Toby, for my other band, so just a normal kind of song, and we were both bass players, and we kind of found that we could kind of play together, and we just thought we might be able to write a song with that, and just went from there really, and then made a full band out of it. So, well, not too much thought went into it, just kind of went with the flow, and it turned out how it did.
Yep, just kind of came out through the flow and that. So, how would you describe your style and sound of the Omnific?
Hey, this is Toby, the other bass player.
Hey, Toby.
Yeah, I guess we kind of just write what sounds good, but how do we describe the sound? It's just experimental through, B chords or just through single notes. Just parts that we kind of, oh, it's kind of hard to explain. Does anybody else have anything to say about the sound? I'd just say very experimental. We don't really have a genre we've put ourselves into, just kind of what we feel fits.
That's
Matt?
good. Yeah, that's good. I've been listening to you guys. I've been listening to Mona. I've been listening to your instrumentals, and I'm really enjoying the instrumental sound to the music, and just really immersing myself in the music, dude. And I'm enjoying what listening to you guys, and I'm looking forward to that EP you've got coming out. What's that, on November 24th, is it?
Yeah, that's it.
What can we expect with this EP? And do you plan on like hitting the road and playing a few shows with it?
Yeah, so it's a bit, I'd say just over the past year, because the first EP came out a year ago, we've pretty much just developed our sound further and just honing in a few more specific kind of just things with our compositions. And we
Yep.
just find that the songs are going to be, they're much stronger and just have them a lot more, I guess, thought and time that we put into it will really show when the EP does drop. In terms of touring, we're kind of just like seeing where the EP takes us now, but we are definitely going to try to go international next year. So
Yep.
that's definitely on the horizon, we hope.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, we've got a few international readers here with Crank. I'm just wondering where can they track down the EP of Kismet for pre-order, and for in Australia, where can we get hold of it as well?
For pre-order, so this is Matt again.
Yep.
It'll be on Bandcamp, so the general kind of pre-orders up there, or iTunes as well,
Yeah, I'll put all the links up with
and
Crank as
then
well.
yeah, physicals as well. So we've got that on Big Cartel and Bandcamp, so there's physicals available for both our EPs now, which is good.
Awesome.
And then when the EP drops, it'll be on Spotify, all the other streaming services as well, and YouTube and all that. Yeah.
Killer, killer. What bands do you think have helped influence, inspire you guys, the Omnific, all of you guys? I'm keen to hear from the drummer as well as the two bass players, like your thoughts on what bass players have helped inspire you guys, and i.e. the drummer as well. I'd like to hear what drummers kind of made him pick up the sticks and bash away.
Hey, it's Jerome now, the drummer.
Hey Jerome, how you going, mate?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
I influence off just me myself. Influence off between the brain and me off the writing. So when writing for the Omnific, it's very technical, I guess.
Yep.
I don't know.
For me personally, writing the because I've written, I think the bulk, this is Matt again, the bulk of the EP, it all comes from a Dream Theater's huge influence for me as a bass player. Not just John Myung, but the whole band, just the writing compositional side of it. And then more into the modern stuff, like Polyphia and Pliny there all got the all like similar kind of style with the chord, the big chord kind of sound, which helps write the two bass stuff because we're very chord orientated.
Yeah.
So that's mainly where the compositional side of it comes from. I'll see what if anything Toby has anything.
Yeah, I say influences for all of us doesn't specifically come from bass players. Like, I think somebody asked me the other day who my favorite bass player was, and I didn't really have a firm answer. I just said a couple that I liked. Yeah. I know that, we kind of just get inspired by other musicians, whether, I know we all love Hans Zimmer, but guitarists like Jason Richardson and, John Petrucci, like those kind of guitarists, just that level of technique and proficiency is something that inspires us to be better players on bass and better compositions, and just kind of, that's the stuff that, like, we look for, rather than, having bass players that we really like. That makes sense?
Yeah, it does. It does make sense. To me, anyway, I'm the same with a lot of my music. It's hard to kind of pick a certain person that's a favourite, because just so many good out there, and you'd kind of want to aim for that technical. Being the year's almost over, what do you guys got planned for the future?
Well, we're kind of going to run this EP out when it drops, so we've got a whole bunch of things lined up with that. But I think the main thing that we're looking at is to really expand our live shows and just start to get some better shows with that and get some touring going. I think that's the main thing that we're looking to do. I don't know if anybody else has something to say.
I think that covers it really well. Yeah. And push this EP with more videos as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, we've got the video content, which will be coming out.
Awesome.
Just that kind of stuff. But, we're really going to try and push more live shows, because we've been working at it for ages. And we do play live shows, but we really want to start taking it more seriously and more professionally, I guess.
Yep.
Now that we're confident with it.
So you're some... Play a lot of live shows in the Melbourne areas. Get a chance to play anywhere else, really? You're going to look at going interstate? Maybe head over my way to SA or Queensland or something like that?
Yeah, well, we're kind of just looking at what will come our way. We are going forth to a few managers and just companies to try and get out there. Our first show was actually played in Wollongong. So we played that, I don't know.
How'd that go?
7 months ago. That went good.
Yep.
It was kind of just like just pretty much since our first show, I think it was 7 months ago, we've just been trying to hone in on what works live, like technically for us in terms of the gear that we use, like whether we go DI. We currently go DI because we found that's what works best and that's what's the most clean. But for that show, we had to go with amps just because of the scenario that happened. Yeah, we're pretty confident now with the kind of setups that we have and that it comes across in the way that we want it to come across without being too muddy.
Yeah, that's the thing with having that sound. Yeah, each venue's kind of changes up a little bit, and when you have that technical sound, you want to be able to bring that each time to the live shows, isn't it?
Yeah, it's something that we strive to do with that consistency. We're definitely getting there. And are quite happy with kind of where it is at the moment.
Oh, awesome. That's really cool to hear, guys. I'm actually looking forward to coming and seeing you guys live. I've heard a lot of your stuff through Spotify. I've been sitting back and listening. I want to get my hands on that physical copy, so I'll be one of the people pre-ordering that. So some of our crank readers would get on that. That would be awesome. The year's almost over. Let's change the subject. I just want to hear from you three guys. What's your favourite album this year released? Just something stocking fillers. I know, it's a hard one. I'll chuck in a couple if you want.
What was released this year? I'm really currently into Polyphia's latest EP, The Most Hated. That's a recent one I've gotten into. I'm really vibing that one.
Awesome.
And Dream Theater's album I love, even though that was the year before. Never mind.
That's all good. Doesn't matter. Dream Theater's awesome. They can go any year.
Oh, James Blunt's new album this year. I loved that one.
Yep, nice.
That's a huge spinner for me at the moment. I've been jamming that one a lot. New music for me this year hasn't been too much. Gotten into all the old stuff this year. I think Toby's more into the newer releases of the year.
Yep.
Yeah, like. I'm just going through my Spotify to remember what
I'm doing. It's like that, eh?
Because I'm in the middle of listening to some hella old stuff from, like, when I was 12 and listening to all the new stuff. There's this dude that I've been jamming called Anomaly. Any prog dudes with, hopefully know who he is. He's kind of like this keyboard player from, I don't know where he's from, but he just writes this, like, funky music that is on keyboard, but for some reason it just sounds dope. I think that came out this year, as well as, like, that new Architect song, Doomsday.
Yep.
And the new Contortionist. That's a really good album. I didn't actually like Contortionist until they released that, but that album has got some really strong points, which I like to listen to. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I've got the new Mueller album was pretty good for me, like, just jamming that since it came out pretty early this year. And Joseph Stalin's newest album, that one's really good.
Cool. Awesome, guys. Hey, look, I'm going to leave it at that. I just want to say thanks a lot for your time. We really appreciate it here at Crank. You guys have a safe and happy holidays, and thanks again for talking to Crank, eh?
Oh, you too, man. Yeah, thanks, Apes. Thanks, bro.
Thank you.
Thanks.